First of all, it seems like it's going to thunder and lightning. That's what the weather forecasters say. Do you guys know the brachas on thunder and lightning? So let's start one step back. Let's start 1 second. Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends thunder and lightning to the world? So the Gemara says, what? So the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, let me tell you a story. There was once a little callous child that woke up from the thunder and the lightning and had tremendous pachad from the thunder and lightning, right? And somebody was there and said, what's it? It's just thunder and lightning. It's just thunder and lightning. What are you scared of? It's not like it's anything. That is a big mistake in not just in Hashgafa. It's a mistake in Halacha. The Gemara says, the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam sends lightning and thunder, says the Gemara, is to scare you. That's what Gemara says. So, and why? What's the purpose of scaring you? It's not just a scare tactic. So Gemara says, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to scare you is that you'll do tshuva. So now, you have a 5-year-old child who wakes up from thunder and lightning. You know? So now, is it scary? The Gemara says it's scary. The Gemara already says that it's scary. And what's the tachlis of that fear? The Gemara says the tachlis of that fear is that you should do tshuva. So now, a 5-year-old child wakes up from the thunder and lightning. So the child has no fear. Of course the child has fear, but the child has no averus. Right? So the only thing that the child is left with is what? Is the fear, and not even the ability to do tshuva, because they have nothing to do tshuva on. So first and foremost, remember this for the rest of your life. If any of your children ever wake up in the middle of the night afraid of lightning, don't say, ah, it's nothing, just go back to bed. That's achzarius. That's not nice, that's mean. Right? Because for carrot, it is scary. Now, when the child now comes into your bed, and you tell the child there's nothing to worry about, because I'm going to protect you, but now you have to do what the Gemara says. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam says thunder and lightning is that, like the Chafetz Chaim, when he would hear thunder and lightning, he would say, "Vos vilt tata? What do you want, Ribbono Shel Olam?" There's a meister with the stolen Rebbe. I love this story. Stolen Rebbe. Somebody once had the stolen Rebbe in his house, and the stolen Rebbe was—he had a certain seder ayoyim. It was very mesudah to get seder ayoyim, and there he sees the Rebbe. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. The Rebbe's downstairs. And he's at the table in the house of this person. And he's sitting there and he's saying, Tillim. So he asked the Rebbe, what happened? You couldn't sleep? So the Rebbe said, no, of course I could sleep. So he said, so what are you doing here? He says, you didn't hear the thunder and lightning? He said, yeah, I heard it. I said, the Rebbe couldn't sleep from the thunder and lightning? He said, of course I couldn't sleep from the thunder and lightning. When a Kosh Baruch Hu sends thunder and lightning, he's sending a message that you should, you know, do tshuva. If you feel a fear, so then you're supposed to react from your fear. How do you react from your fear? You're supposed to react by doing tshuva. So that's the first thing. I think it's more important than anything I'm going to tell you today. That when you have thunder and lightning, this, you know, any normal person, except if you're really cool, yeah? You know, that really cool guy is not even afraid of thunder and lightning. You know that really cool guy? Let me tell you about that really cool guy. I remember when the bombs, when they were sending, you know, the sirens were going off in Yerushalayim about 4.5 years ago. You know, Barak, 4.5 years ago. And, you know, and all the really cool guys, all of a sudden, when the first siren went off, we were in this building. The koil used to be over here, right? And when the siren went off, so all of a sudden, you saw the guys that were, like, the really, really cool ones, you know, like, the super cool ones, the ones that have, like, the that one piece of hair, like, ping, you know, that one, right? And all of a sudden, you heard Azah, Asher, Yotzer, after all the fear that these guys had. Right? So, but they're not afraid of thunder and lightning. Why not? Because you work on yourself in order to, like, you know, to strangle your emotions. To strangle your emotions. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. It's a normal thing to hear thunder and lightning and to see the lightning. The lightning is not as scary, but the thunder is scary. And it's a normal thing to be scared. So therefore, the normal reaction is to do tshuva. The normal reaction to do tshuva. You know what? Let's stop this for a minute. Let me tell you a thought that I had. I got an angry email. Should I tell you a story? Okay. But then I have to turn off the recording for that. Okay. You'll just kill it. You'll just kill it, yeah? I got an angry email. But I want you to... Let me make sure this thing is... Right. So let me tell you the story. And why am I doing this? Why am I telling you all this? I'm so bothered by this. I'm so bothered by this. I want you to, I want to share my hergish. I'll tell you the story from the beginning. Right? The story is that I put up a shiur last week on the Torah Anytime. And I gave it a title, which... What?
I saw the title.
You saw the title. Okay, so now you'll appreciate the story more. Don't worry. I'm going to tell you guys. Don't worry. So the story is like this. The story is that I gave a shiur. It was actually in this base medrash. It was last Maitzid Shabbos. And it was the first 10 minutes of the shiur. And I spoke about how there was a sign downstairs, and the sign said that there's no such thing as corona, right? And so I said that when I would see things like that, it used to just, I used to think it's like insensitive. You know, somebody's walking down the street and his wife just died, and she died of corona, or somebody's walking down the street and her husband just died. And you know, so it's insensitive. It probably gives her a lot of pain. She's an almana. It probably gives her a lot of pain, right? And then another thought I would have is this is just like, you know, it's just like a little bit stupid. You know, I mean, it's a little bit stupid. But then when I passed this sign, there was something that was very bothering me about this sign. And I was able to like, as I was walking up the stairs, and whoever was here last month at Shabbos, I was very, very disturbed. The reason I was so disturbed is because we don't have Navi. That's why I started remembering it now while I was speaking. I don't know if you've noticed, I was not, it bothered me. I'll explain to you what's bothering me. We don't have Nevi'im. Rav Chanan Wasserman says we don't have Nevi'im today. So how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu talk to us? We don't have Nevi'im. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? So he sends messages. A person that closes his eyes to a message. So our Rebbeim told us that if he closes his eyes to a message, so then he's a Kofer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Haiti and cracks it in half, right, a few years ago, right? A person that says, wow, okay, and goes weiter and doesn't think about it, b'chlal, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message. He sends a message first through the Umas HaOilam, and that's a chesed to us. We don't have Nevi'im, right? Unfortunately, we don't have Yirmiyahu HaNavi that talks to us. So when we have Hitler that gets up and says, all the Jews this and all the Jews that, so then, you know, that's a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to have a mouthpiece, which was a beautiful mouthpiece. About a mouthpiece of a Yeshayahu HaNavi. And then he has a mouthpiece of a beast from Gehenna. But that's how it goes, right? That's how it goes. So today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message. The whole world is upside down. There's a lot going on out there, right? I mean, there's people dying, there's people sick, and there's people that are suffering, there's people that are quarantined, and this and that, right? So there's definitely something going on. So for a person to say, you know, there's no corona, this is what my thought when I saw the sign, is that when the person's saying that, so then he's not an idiot, and he's not an insensitive person. He's a Pasha Epikairis. Because he's saying, I'm not listening to the message of a child. What to do? This has nothing to do with masks and not masks and vaccines and not vaccines. What to do about it? But it's different. Zicha has to have a roishim. He has to say, I'm getting a message. What should I do? If not, he doesn't listen to God. And that's why I thought about this right now, because of thunder and lightning. That's the reason why Hashem sends thunder and lightning. Is why? Is to give you a constant reminder. Listen to me. You just shook up, so do something. Or whatever. Okay, that's that. Okay, that's the end of that part of the story. That's not what I'm here to talk about. So what happened? So it was late at night. I'm not excusing myself, right? But you know how I have to come home and then I have to take the shiur and I put it on the computer and then I send it. I send it to Tully. You know, you guys know Tully, right? And no, he's not. I'm pointing over there. He's not Tully. But you know Tully. Tully hangs out. And I send it to Tully and then Tully puts it up. I send the shiur at about, until it takes time to send. It takes like 3 or 4 hours sometimes to, these shiurs are big, these files are big. So it takes 4 hours. So it was like about 2:30 in the morning. I was about to go to bed. And I look at the computer and it's finished, right? So I quickly have to send the title, and I just sent the title. And maybe my I don't know, maybe my subconscious feeling was like clickbait. You guys don't know what that is, do you? Right? It's like when you bait click the people, you give them bait and then they click faster because they see the bait. That's how it goes. So I bait click them, and I said the title of the shiur is going to be "There's no such thing as Corona." That was the title. That was the title. And you know, maybe my subconscious thought was like, you know, it's going to have all those chevers that say there's no such thing as corona. They're for sure going to click on it. Oh, great. He's on our team and whatever. But it was clickbait. I asked afterward. They told me it was Mamish, the most watched that they ever had. You know, like of my stuff. I don't remember. I guess 12 people watched it. That was it. Right? And that's it. Okay. So, anyways, that was it. The end of the story. Again, I'm telling you, I'm not excusing myself. It could be it was incentive. I'll tell you what the story was in a moment. But I'm just saying, the mice, it was late at night, and I wasn't thinking, I just wanted to go to bed, and okay, maybe if I would have thought about it, and talk it like you said yourself, the second you saw it, it gave you like, whoa, right?
You clicked on it.
You were baited. You were one of the 12 shvatim that listened. It's great. So that's it. Okay, the end of the story. The next day, and again, I'm not here. The problem is we get so involved in this Corona Mishigas that we're not able to appreciate, you know, to forget the mushel a minute. I don't care if you were a vaxxer, an anti-vaxxer, a masker, a masquerade. I don't care. Just listen to the story and listen to the what it's negaya. Don't get excited about your feelings on Korah. So the next day, right? I generally don't. I have somebody that looks at the emails and he sends me the ones that I should look at, right? And so this one he sent me. So I look at this email and I got two. One of them, he wrote it in a very respectful way that the title is a bit insensitive and I'm a little surprised at the title. And you know, even that when I read it, I was like, I, there's certain things that when you say them and there's certain things when you read them and it's a totally different experience. Totally different experience. If somebody would call me up and say, you know, Rebbe, Bikfoyt, I don't know how to tell you this, but the title's a little bit insensitive. You know, somebody's looking at this title and the husband just died of Corona. And they're looking at this title and it says, there's no such thing as Corona. Now, Beneinu, between all of us, right? I mean, you know, I'm a Rebbe, right? So maybe the title, there's no such thing as Corona, it's all Hashem, or whatever, right? The Shir happened to be the Pum Fakert and the Fakert Punktis, right? But even without that, you hear the title, man, what does it mean? There's no such thing as Corona. Like when Rebbeim say, there's no such thing as this. Okay, but the email was sent with, the next email was, you know, I'm terribly, you know, what word was it? I don't know if it was revolted or repulsed or something. Mamish, like a piece of tzoya. You know, like, right? And I'm this and that, and I'm surprised and I'm shocked and I'm this, and and I know that you press Google to get every single word, you idiot, right? And I'm every one of those words, and da-da-da-da, right? As this person is sitting there with their oily hair and their underwear, just writing, you know, whatever, 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 right? Flush, and that was it. Okay. Okay, I'm reading this email. Oh my goodness, I made a really big mistake, right? And I that means that somebody's gonna look at this, okay, this, and it's gonna be all insulted. So I called up my person in Turning Time. I told him, I don't know what you're doing right now. It's ASAP for me. I have no rest until you change this title. And I changed the title. I said, if you think there's no such thing as Corona, I think I changed it to, so then maybe you should watch this year. Something like that. I remember something like that. Within 3 minutes, it was changed, right? 3 minutes, it was changed. Yeah, the end of the story. I wrote back the email to this person, which came out, I never do. I never respond to an email. I'm not good at responding to an email. I feel like in Shilas, I can't answer a Shaila in Basar B'chalav and anything. And even in Basar B'chalav, Kavachayim in life, right? Sometimes a person will write me, Miguel, if you want to write an email like that because you want me to read it so that when you talk to me, I'm okay with that, but I can't answer. I need to ask you this question and this question. I'm not good at this, right? There are people that are used to WhatsApp and this, I'm not good at it. Okay, so now I haven't responded an email, I think, in like a week. This was like the first one, and I wrote to the person. I wrote to him, I'm very sorry. Please call me. I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize, right? So the other person, I wrote it to both of them. The other person sent me back an email. It was a nice email, something like, you know, you're one of these, like, you know, you practice what you preach, and thank you, and this and that. And the other person did not respond. Okay, I want to explain this story. Right? Let me explain. You know, I'm not a part of your door. Right? If a Rebbe walks in and a Rebbe tells you, I don't know how you could listen to all that music, boom, 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 and all that. I don't understand how you like that stuff. I understand your difficulty in listening to that Rebbe. Right? I hope I'm not getting into trouble now. But I understand because I do like that music. I don't mean me. I'm saying, you know, me. I'm a tzaddik. Right? But I mean, you're sitting there listening to this saying, I do like that music. So what do you mean you don't like that? I said, then you don't understand me. Right? I do like that music. I talk it like that music. And that's why I know I can't listen to it because it's the Veda. So I don't listen to it. Right? But I understand why you like that music. Right? So when I come and I talk about things like, you know, like communicating with WhatsApp and email and all these things. So I know that I am a little bit mokbol because I didn't, you know, as you understand, I don't grow up with it. And Mamela, but I do understand it. I do understand it. I don't understand it as much as music. I'm going to be honest. I'm not, because I understand that music is something, you listen to music, it's geschmack and you love it. So I understand that. But to communicate like this, I just want to explain to you what I don't understand. Not that I don't understand, but I want to explain to you me, right? And what's healthy and what's not healthy, right? You're getting into a zone of unhealthiness. This is the same person. This person can't come back. This person can attack. You know, when I have to call you and tell you something wrong, I have to think how to say it. And it's hard for me. And I'll make a decision. Am I going to actually say it or not say it? Even a phone has a barrier because I'm not saying it straight to your face. I have Bachrim, they can't look at me in the face when they ask a Shaila. 100%, no shayla, right? No matter what, even a normal shot. I have Bokrim during the shir, can't look at my face. And my dad, I wear the funny glasses today, I know. But am I that bad looking? I don't think so, right? I don't think so. My wife tells me, like, the biggest tzaddikim I look like, you know? So, but they can't look. They can't look. They can't communicate. They can't communicate. Write me back an email. I appreciate your apology. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here listening. I'm in. You got his email. Did you guys ever get an angry email in your life? You ever get one, right? You read it, you're like, you can't, I don't mean angry like you this, you that, you whatever. I mean like, but even something, whatever, you know, no good, no healthy, it's not healthy. You won't be healthy people. Listen to me, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you what the issue is. You won't be healthy people. If you can't communicate with your lave, if you can't communicate with eyes and mouth, and if I'm the able to just, without thinking, I looked at this thing on the internet, it says on it, there's no such thing as corona, I got angry, I responded and I reacted. That means I'm able to do things like that. I'm able to do things without lave. You become cold, you have no lave. You have no lave. I don't know how you can have marriage one day. It's impossible. It's not shaykh. I'm being aggressive to bring up my point. And that's why I started with that. I admit that I'm not a part of your door. So just listen to me. How's it possible that a person doesn't call back the person? He wants to apologize. That means that because there's no real relationship here. There's no relationship. I just want to smash you, which it's much easier to do when you're naked behind the computer screen, hunting for letters. Right? You know? So it's much easier to do that. And there's no thought. And you become a cold person. You become a person without lave. How are you supposed to communicate, right? How are you going to communicate one day? And what happens if you, did anybody ever hear, you know, you guys didn't work yet probably, right? You get an email. I asked last night, you know, they have these courses now, email etiquette. You know, they have, you know, and they're not working. The course isn't working very well. Yeah? And how to react when you get an email of that nature. It's not just email, it's WhatsApp, and it's this, it's that. WhatsApp, and Klape, this part of WhatsApp is a little bit different because to a certain extent there is a conversation going on there, right? But you understand that I'm able to be colder, and when I could write something, and I, Mashenka, when you have to say something, you're going to have to think, and you're going to have to talk, and there's an neshama there, and there's a lave there, and there's feelings there, and there's that, right? It's very, very schwer. Very, very schwer. I'm sure you could write things to parents that in a million years you wouldn't be able to say, and now you'll be able to say them because you wrote them. Right. So now, am I some old man that is, just like not in touch? Am I? Is what I'm saying have any validity or no? Tell me the truth, because I don't want to say guinea pigs because that's not nice. You guys are like my guinea chazer, right? And I won't say this other places. If you guys tell me no, it's no shaykhis, right? But if you tell me I'm no shaykhis, that means that you don't even get offended from these things. So then it's mamish gefarlich, right? If you don't even get offended, I got so offended, you know. No, don't get me wrong. People, a lot of times, I got people all the time after the shir, they'll come over to me and they'll say, you know, Rabbi Kallis, you said this and this, and that's very important that you told them this. You know, very important, like, you know, he gave me a very big stempel that everything in my shir is good because that thing I said is good. He said, but, you know, this thing is not true, what you're saying is this. I have people that have talked to me like that. But I can't explain when it's a lave and it's, you know, and it's back and forth and there's a person there and whatever, you know, there's something healthy about it, whether it's bad midas or not. There are people in the world that have bad midas, right? But even people that seemingly should have good midas, but when they're behind the computer screen, they're able to do anything. What's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is like this. Yeah, should I go weiter or am I on the ball at all or no shaykhis? I'm saying if I'm no shaykhis, so then tell me. I don't know. I got this email and I was offended. My wife, I showed it to my wife. She couldn't believe it. You care about this? She couldn't believe it. I told her, look, read this thing. I mean, the guy's mom, I can't believe what I did. I felt terrible. At first, I just felt terrible because, you know, because I did, for probably this guy, the poor person, is Nebuch, you know, he saw this, he maybe suffered from corona and this, that, and I gave him so much Agmas Nefesh. I couldn't live with myself. I gave somebody Agmas Nefesh. I couldn't even, whatever. So I told my wife, look at this. I asked the guy to call me back so that I can apologize to him, and he doesn't call back. I said, she couldn't believe it. Like, you're bothered by this. This is the people in the world today. You don't know what's going on. You're callous, no? You know, you're callous, right? I told her, but, you know, but No. Unhealthy. Let me explain to you what the nafkamina is. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is like this. Nafkamina is, okay, so you guys are going to get engaged. Yeah, it's a sham. You're going to get engaged. Right? And engagement is a very transitional, difficult period. Transition periods in general in life are difficult because it's nicht dahin, nicht daher. In Yiddish that means it's not nicht du, nicht da, nicht jens, right? It's not anywhere, right? It's like, so you know, you can't be too close, but you can't not be close at all. And then, okay, right? Derech agav, you touch it, you're going to burn again. But okay, that's a different choice. Okay, right? So it is a different choice. We'll have it one day. But, anyways, so like this. You know, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He goes in on the holiest day, the holiest time, in the holiest moment, he's the holiest person. If he goes in 1 second before, or 1 second after, right, he gets kares, he burns in Gehenna forever. Right? It doesn't mechaper for Klal Yisrael. You could be doing the most holy thing in the whole world, right? You do it 1 second before, so then it becomes the biggest aver in the world, the biggest tum in the world. And it's not just in a mashal, it's real, it's real. If a person takes that makam of his house that could have been Kodesh HaKadoshim and he makes it into something which is like tumma and this and that, then the entire reality of his marriage could be like that. And that who wants that? Who wants it? Okay, like I said, it's a different choice. Anyways, it's like this. Listen, so your wife, your kala, got into, you know, an issue with your mother. These things happen, Amol, right? And what happened? You know, she was supposed to be on time, a billion things. She was supposed to be on time somewhere, and she wasn't on time somewhere, okay? What happens normally when, you know, in my world, when I was engaged, did that happen with my wife and my mother? So, I know I got to tell this to my colleague because it's going to happen again. It's going to drive my mother crazy. It's a billion things. I don't know. This example never happened. We have much more geschmacka ones, right? But you got my point. So I would either make the decision yes to call or not to call. And while I'm on the phone with her, I'd be so careful while I say it and how I say it. I'd say, you know, my mother loves you, but just in general, maybe it's kedai. Or I would wait to say it until like a week later when it's whatever. I don't know what. I would figure out how to do it, okay? What does a normal person do today? Normal person does today like this. She was supposed to be there at 3:00. She didn't come till 3:45 or something like that. And the mother was upset. So he writes to his kala because he's cowardly, right? He's cowardly. And he's on a, you know, and he writes behind his little, you know, there he is with the underwear, with the underhosen, you know. And he sits there like this. And he writes to her, you should know that by my mother, 3:45 is not 3:00. And she was upset, right? You know, love emoji. Right, you know those little things. Okay, right. She gets this email. Right, you know a lot of people spend a lot of time in the bathroom today. You know there's a reason why. Right. Okay, she gets this email. Let's read this. But I have to preface the story with another story. There was once terrible kike. What was his name? Marx. Right. What was the other one's name? Trotsky. They were all gefährliches. Right. So anyways, so they were buddies with Stalin. So Stalin once got a letter, like an email. He got like an e-telegram. He got like an e-telegram from Trotsky. And it said like this. It said, I'm wrong. You're right. I should apologize. Trotsky. That's what it said, right? So Stalin took the email, the e-telegram, and he shows it to the other guy. What was his name again? Marx, yeah? He says to him, look, you see? I'm wrong, yeah. He's right, you know, meaning Stalin, right? I should apologize. Trotsky. Some marks. It's a shame he didn't learn. It would have been good if he would have been on our team. So he takes the email, says, your heinous, allow me to read it. Vodka, allow me to read it, okay? So he takes it, he says, I guess, I'm wrong. You're right. I should apologize. Trotsky. It's a little different, no? It's a different niggin, you know? It's like a whole different niggin, no? It's a whole different niggin, yeah? Okay, so now let's read this email. What did he mean when he wrote the email? He meant like this. He meant, you know, by my mother, 3:00 means 3:45. He would say it. He would have had to say, like, my mother, 3:00 means 3:45. It could be messed up a little bit with my mother. You know, but she still loves you, and a smile and emoji. Right? Okay, now let's read the email again. Because you're getting the email. This is exactly how you're reading it. My mother, 3:00 is 3:00, not 3:45. Okay? You messed up. Okay? I love you. Emoji. Okay? Let's do it again. No, I mean, she's on the toilet, right? So, you know, there's plenty of time, right? Let's do it again. Yeah? Let's do it again. Okay? This is after the 14th time of reading it, right? Hey, 3:00. Yeah, now 3:45. Yeah? You messed up! Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love you. Yeah. It gets worse, but I don't have kayach. No, in your leiv, it gets worse. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm exaggerating. No, I'm not exaggerating. That's what it sounds like out loud, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, no, but oh, wait, 1 second. Let me get this one out. 1 second, the violin. But me and my kala, we're different. You idiot. Sorry. Now I'm working on being nice during show. Moron. Now you get my point? But I don't care about anything else. I'm not trying. This is not my way of tricking you into, you know, I'm just telling you that that's what's going on out there. That's what's going on out there. It's hard to have relationships. It's very hard to have relationships. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not saying, I thought that you're obviously going to be in a world which is obviously much more telecommunicated than callous, right? I'm not good at this. I'm not saying that I am. To tell you what to do, but just realize this, and just for sure you would want to limit your conversations, that, you know, and also realize that you could be causing somebody tremendous agmas nefesh with an email. I don't know, me, never. I'll never respond angrily in an email, no matter what. I know eventually I'm probably going to become more email, I'm going to probably become more savvy computer, right? You know, that's how it goes in the world. Now I even know how to turn it on, and now I can hunt for the letters with both fingers. Right? When I hunt with both hands. I even get toads involved, right? So there could come a point, but I'm not answering an email when I'm angry about something to anybody. I'm not going to give Musser in an email, right? I'm not going to tell something that, you know, it's not right that you did this in an email, because, you know, that's painful. I don't know what to tell you. But communication. If you have a problem looking a person in the eye and having a conversation, it's not your fault. There's a reason. But you can work on it. I mean, you know, it comes from somewhere. If you're going to be hiding behind the computer and typing in and this and that, I don't know. You know, am I totally off? I don't know. This has never, you know, this never happened to me before. So maybe I'm exaggerating. What do you think? I don't think so. I don't think I'm exaggerating. All right. So this was your first class in email etiquette. Right, and if it thunders, I'll tell you one halacha, so at least three yitzis, design, right? When the thunder and lightning hits and you do tshuva afterward, because immediately you have to react with a bracha, the way I remember it is the truth is, on either bracha you make kaychak v'rasim mali oilam or isim my separation to yitzay, either one you yitzay. The truth is that the minig has become that on thunder you make kaychak v'rasim. The way I remember it is thunder is koichoig for us, right? And lightning is ois and maisa bracious. It's a bria. It's like electricity, I don't know, right? So that's how I remember it. If you made either one, you yaitse. If they're both together, you make one ois and maisa bracious. What?
See the lightning bolt.
If you see the flash, that's enough. If you see the bolt, run for your life, right? If you see the flash, that's enough. Just seeing the flash is enough also. You don't have to see the actual bolt. If you made the bracha immediately on ois and maisa bracious on the lightning, and then 10 seconds later, this thunder, you'll make a bracha on the thunder now. You make a bracha now. You make the bracha once a day, unless the storm has totally subsided, which is rare, right? If the storm totally, I mean no clouds, no nothing, right? So, you know, but the ikkar is afterwards, you're going to do tshuva. Okay? Shabbos kindalach.